I'm sitting here at my desk, right around the corner, and I'll take a picture after I'm done talking, are a bunch of baby house wrens, and they always get up under the cable. They were so loud a minute ago, the mom must have come to feed them. Their voices are so cute, you can even tell they're babies by listening to them. However, they stopped now, so never mind. There's the mama up in the big tree. Yeah, see, when I come out, they stop making a noise. I think the mother goes, quiet, quiet, quiet. And now I'm over here in the corner where they are. There's not a peep out of them. Hello, puppy birdies. I wonder I have any cable whatsoever. They make their nest right in the cable junction for the cable TV and the computer and all that. Quite a nest they got going there. Of course, the sound stopped, so what I started this recording is not working. I'm always surprised that I can hear anything out here because the traffic and the cars go by, but you get used to it. Just sometimes the cars are so loud. Now I'm standing under the big tree, big ash tree. Oh my gosh, I'm a wood turner, and I've actually cut the branches off of this tree, cut a big, well, not a huge branch, but big enough for my my lathe, wood lathe, and I have made like a wine cup out of it once. And you know, ash trees are what they use to make bats out of. Hear the motorcycle? Good Lord. I don't even notice it half the time, except when I'm trying to make a recording about little baby birds. Anyway, this ash tree is so big and so old. It must be, I don't know if it was here before they built this house, which was like 60 years ago. Old house. I love this tree. I just love it. Anyway, that's where the mama's at. She's up there saying, be quiet. The lady of the house is out. She might see you up there. Don't draw attention to yourself. She might want you to get on her finger. Anyway, I'm out here. It's such a beautiful day in Southern California. You know what makes it so beautiful is that it's warm. It's like about 80, I think, or so. But there's always a breeze back here because I have a field behind me. And I'm lucky because I only have one neighbor on the one side, and then I have the street on the other side and a field behind me. So in another house that I lived in, there was houses on all sides. It was a little cul-de-sac in the middle of the cul-de-sac, and no air ever got to our house, I swear. It was so hot. There's always a breeze blowing here. So no matter how hot it is, there's this little breeze out here. Most of the time, 98% of the time. But since I'm doing an audio, you can't visually see all the really beautiful flowers I'm looking at. And so you have to go look at my videos, Frida's Garden, on YouTube. Frida, Freidas, Garden, Garden, all one word, on YouTube. That's where I have visual movies that I take on my iPhone of all my tomatoes, which I'm standing right in front of. I'm standing right in front of the early girl, which has 1, 2, 3 ripe tomatoes and about 12, more than that, growing. The beefsteak is next to it. No, these are big boy. This is a big boy. It's a big boy or a better boy? It's a big boy. Anyway, it's good. It's got a couple really big ones. That's why they call it the big boy. Anyway, check out the video and you can see my tomato update. I make these updates more for myself, and if anybody wants to look at them, that's fine too, but I love going back and watching my videos because it shows me how I progressed with the garden and the mistakes I made. Why did I plant them there? Why did I do this? Why did I do that? So hopefully I learn from the past instead of repeating it, which is a problem, you know? Countries do that. So I'll certainly do it, given a chance. Listen, they're out. See? I'm way over here now. They're hungry. When I stop walking around, Mama will come feed them. Of course, then the trucks will go by. I'd like this whole garden and house and everything just to be transplanted to a quiet place. Yes, I would. Well, that's 6 minutes. That's way too long to be talking out in my backyard. Now I'm sitting in my recliner chair just listening to my wind chimes. It's like, what time is it? It's quarter to three in the afternoon. The wind is blowing. It's like 80 degrees. I got some iced tea. How much better can life be? Right this very moment, for me, in my little bubble, life is so good. So you know what? You don't need millions. You don't need to win the lotto to get this really happy, good feeling. You just need to be in a state of mind and I think I'm going to go to sleep. I'll talk to you later. Bye.